Chapter 1. Author's Note. This story takes place 5 years after Lord Youngtown arranged the marriage between his younger brother, Mr. Stephen Buckman, and Lady Eloise. That took place in Married in Haste, which is book 2 in the Marriage by Fate series. November 1824. Patricia Cotter, the widowed Lady of Pruitt, held on to the seat of the carriage as it bounced on the rough dirt road that was on the outskirts of London. The unborn child in her stomach kicked at her. Usually her baby was quiet early in the evening, but the road had disturbed his slumber. Or her slumber. The baby could very well be a girl. Patricia wouldn't know until she gave birth, which was going to be within a month. She swept her dark brown hair from her eyes and turned her attention to the scenery around her. In the moonlight, she could only make out trees that lined the landscape. There wasn't a home in sight. Despite its close proximity to London, the residence she was going to was in the middle of nowhere. Across from her, Lewis Cotter, her brother-in-law, turned his attention to her. "We aren't far now. Once we cross over the bridge, you'll see his manor down the hill."
"Do you really think your friend will marry me?" she asked.
"I wouldn't be taking you out here if I didn't."
A long moment passed between them before he added,
"I was right about my brother, wasn't I? He married you."
"Yes, he had. He was a strange gentleman. She never once saw his face, much less talked to him. He was so scared of leaving his bedchamber. It was ironic that he ended up choking to death while eating. Since he hadn't allowed anyone to be in the room with him, no one was there to save him. The butler didn't find him dead until an hour later."
"What if I'm cursed?" she asked Lewis. "What if bad things follow me wherever I go?"
"You can't give in to superstition," he gently reprimanded her. "You didn't ask for any of the terrible things that happened to you."
"But the gypsy cursed me and my mother."
"And the curse isn't real. Yes, what you've been through is terrible. I'll never deny that. But those things aren't the result of some argument your mother had with a gypsy when you were a child. If they were, you wouldn't have been safe for the past 2 years."
She released her breath. Maybe he was right. Ever since he'd found her, she hadn't seen the gypsy or Simon. Maybe being out of London had done the trick.
"I hope you don't think marrying Stephen is part of the curse," Lewis continued. "The rumours aren't true. He didn't murder his first wife. Eloise fell down the stairs. It was an accident. The detective who investigated the matter found him to be innocent. You have nothing to worry about. You will be safe out here."
She nodded. He'd expressed that several times already. She didn't know why he kept saying it.
"We're coming to the bridge now," Lewis said.
She peered out of the small window. The full moon showed her a covered bridge. They came upon it within a minute, and she braced herself, expecting it to be rougher than the road. To her surprise, it was unexpectedly smooth. The wood frame covering the bridge, however, made everything eerily dark. She held her breath and reminded herself that she wasn't alone. Lewis was still with her. Of all the people in the world, he was the only friend she had, and she knew he'd never let any harm come to her if he could help it. Once they emerged from the covered bridge, she exhaled. Lewis smiled as he motioned for her to look out the window again.
"There's your new home. It's a nice place, don't you think?"
Her gaze went down the hill until it settled on the manor. It was in surprisingly good condition. She didn't know why, but she had expected it to be falling apart. It was probably because she was coming here at night. Night had a way of making things seem creepy. She turned her attention to the entire property. She saw a maze made of large hedges and a gazebo. There were a couple of pathways to walk on as well.
"What do you think?" Lewis asked. "Despite its proximity to London, it's isolated."
She nodded. Isolated was good. Isolated was what she'd wanted. Lewis's brother had been all the way in the country, and that had been enough to keep her and her unborn child safe. As long as she stayed outside of London, they should be all right. She took a deep breath and closed her eyes. If only she were a gentleman. Then she wouldn't have to rely on someone else to take care of her and her baby. She would be able to do it herself.